Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I appreciate you. You know, I get a chance to see the stats, and we got people listening all over the world. We do appreciate all that you do. And just very thankful to have you. And everybody who's on the switchboard tonight, looking forward to speaking to you, giving you a shout out, or, you know, listen to you do your thing. You know, if it's singing, rapping, comedy, poetry, whatever, this is a cypher. And we're going to lyrically cypher, you know, in the midst of that. So hope you guys have had a great Tuesday. If you haven't, hopefully we can turn that day into a better day. And we're going to keep it pushing. And, you know, within this whole little thing, I'll be letting you guys know about those inspirational nuggets I'm trying to give you and hopefully a little laughter in the process. So with that being said, I'm going to slide to a track, and I'll be right back. Let's get it.
My grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's number 6.
7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And like I say, I hope you guys are having a good day. And if you're not, I hope it gets better for you, most definitely. I am actually about to open up the open mic lines for anybody who wants to spit poetry, sing, whatever your talent is, feel free to do so. We just ask you guys to keep it clean. Other than that, we want you to do you. I just want to be able to stay on the air, most definitely. But we'd love to hear your style, whatever it is that you're doing. And if you have something going on in your community, feel free to let us know so we can support you. And again, big shout out to everybody who listens via web. We thank you and we appreciate you. So with that being said, I got Miss Burnett on the line. What's up? What's up, Miss Burnett?
Yes, not nothing, Miss John. I want to sing y'all to take the Lord with you. You ought to take the Lord with you, singing out everywhere you go. In a street, in a street, in a tribe, in a tribe. In your home, all alone, all alone. Highway, your way, the right way. My way, your way, the right way. You ought to take the Lord with you, singing out everywhere you go. My mama told me, take the Lord while you're young, to take the Lord in a journey, to take the Lord while you're gone, to take the Lord. You ought to take the Lord with you, singing out everywhere you go.
I love that.
Okay, you ought to take the Lord with you.
All right,
where you
go. Exactly.
All right.
And that was a perfect. All right, everybody, that was Miss Burnett. Take the Lord with you everywhere you go. I love it. And it's so true. We got Miss Unique in the building, my sister from another mother. How you doing, Missy? How you doing, Unique?
I am doing good, doing good. I did have a poem today. It's called Inspiration.
Yes.
All right, here it goes. The day I stop, I begin. Nature has done it again. Nothing matters more than you. Superficial artifact. Inspiration opens doors. Actions, lights, where's the camera? Stage, setting, and the actors. Meaning lost on the masses. Wanting, always wanting more. When I stop, it all begins. Flowing past my future sins. Raging fire, burning night. Daytime clouds, not one in sight. Dreams nowhere to rest. Act one, factor in spontaneous. Played and recorded for whom? Time wears no shoes. Running high, trip and fall, get up again. How I stop, I will begin. Thoughts start out, great or small. Inspiration comes to call. Flowers bloom and darkness looms. Fears placed here vanish in time. For strength, love, wisdom, and you balance negative conditions, healing souls, body, and mind. This is where I stop, align.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And I hope you have another one for the next round.
Uh-oh. Okay. I got you.
Well, you know I'm always coming for you. And I'm claiming that you will be one of the artists on the lineup for the anniversary show this year.
I am working on that right now. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Cool. All right, everybody, that's Unique in the building. Awesome poet, and I'm a Cottonwood man. I love her. She's like my sister. She is my sister. One of my good friends, and always has my back, and she always keeps it real with me. And I like it when, you know, I think you need a friend to actually keep you in line, like let you know, you know, you're doing good, you're doing bad, whatever the case may be, but she always keeps it real with me, and just looks out for me and prays for me. So I appreciate her. And we do the same thing for each other. So just a big shout out, Unique. I value giving you your flowers now. You know, I don't want you to hear about it later. I want you to know how I really feel about, you know, whoever. So with that being said, let me go ahead and slide into my inspirational nugget. And the nugget I have for today, like as I learn and I grow, I try my best to give it to you. And if you can use it, use it. If you can't, talk it, I won't be offended. But I just like to, kind of like the each one teach one. And like I say, if you can use it, cool. If you can't, it's all right. Still love you the same. But the inspirational nugget I would like to give, I just had some time to think. And I was thinking about how we're only given one life, you know, one life to live. And no 2 days are the same, no 2 moments are the same. But just continue to enjoy the life that we're given. Have fun, enjoy your life, explore you, you know, and for you know, just explore possibilities that God has in store for you, and remain humble and keep that gratitude and that, just that mindfulness of just how you treat people, you know, but just enjoying life and then just showing appreciation, overall appreciation for what you do have and what is. You know, what you do have now, and also just appreciate what you will have later. We don't know what you have later, but, you know, just showing appreciation, that mindfulness, that humbleness, and giving thanks for whoever is in your life. And so with that being said, for all of you, I do thank you for supporting my dreams. You know, and I never ever thought in many years I would have a radio show, and this was offered to me, and I've had it. It'll be 7 years this year, and I thank God for all of you. You know, as we've been growing, I thank God for everybody who's taken the time to go with the different times that we've had. And I claim that we will be getting back to 9. I set a plan for January. It didn't work out like that, but it will be coming soon. And you'll know it. Believe me, it will be back at 9. And because I do miss doing 9 o'clock with you guys. But with that being said, Illusions, I'm the founder and CEO of Illusions, which is a performance arts-based business. And we have monthly open mics, and we've been doing that since March 14th of 2009. And this year will be our 11th year that we've had shows with the band and everything. And I'm so excited because I'm just like, wow, I can't believe it's 11 years and counting. And I thank God for just like the different stages that this has been, because this has been growth for me as well. You know, this walking in dreams is hard. It is not easy. There are days that you do want to quit. But I encourage everybody to keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, and keep going. It's going to be some ups and downs, but that's life. And my sister says that I'm married to my dreams. And she said that whenever I do get married, I already know how to sustain, because I've been married to my dreams for 11 years now. And I'm not going to quit. It's my baby. And I feel the same way, I feel the same way about Illusions like I do with my kids. And I will feel the same way about that when it comes, like, if God's willing to provide me with a husband. So with that being said, I'm going to slide into the next round. I hope the inspirational nugget helped in some form or fashion. And I'll be right back. Let's get it. Thank you.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. Motivated to keep on reaching, the Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory. Holiness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that track by Dion Ballard. He is the founding CEO of Enlistic Media, and his wife, Toy Honey. These guys have been supporting me from afar for many, many years. I have never physically met them, but they have been amazing. Dion has actually hosted my show here up here with me for, you know, for a minute, but it's crazy. Like, we connected, him and his wife, we all connected together, and they've been rocking with me and supporting me, and I support them as well. It's just amazing how God moves. I'm looking forward to finally meeting them in person. So with that being said, you guys, we got Miss Unique on the line. I can't wait to hear what she has to say. What's up, Unique?
Okay, well, here's my second one, my dear. Okay, it's called Fear. And I was actually answering a Facebook poet who had asked, what do you fear? So I had to think for a few, and here it goes. My ultimate fear is fear itself. Cliche, I know, but a long time ago, I learned that nothing but fear will harm me. I am all that I am because I have not allowed fear to live in me. It visits, I will not lie, but I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God exists and all must bow. War will come, pain will come, and all the issues that join will be. Love will come, joy will come, and all the issues that join will be. The choices we make for good or bad will also come, and all that join will be. Have I been hungry? Have I felt pain? Have I lost? Many a day. Do I regret? Do I shake in fear? No. Do I let it live here? No. Fear does not pay the bills. Fear does not create a better place. Fear does not help me run my race. The Lord is my witness, my judge, and my Savior. I see, so I witness how he sends me. No preaching, just teaching, reaching to help as I can. What do I fear? Nothing here.
Now that was dope.
Thank you.
Wow. Look, I'm like, I feel like I'm on a game show. Good answer, good answer, good answer.
Yeah. So what do you fear, my dear?
I fear God.
Heard.
That's just about it.
Heard.
Yes. Yes.
That's just about it.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, because he sees everything. Yeah, if
exactly.
You walk away from him, there you go.
I'll be lost.
Yup.
Lost in the
sauce. I know, it was pretty hard, wasn't it? It's a pretty hard question. Huh?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. How is my other poet?
She is still
Anissa.
As shy as possible. You are talking about Anissa, right?
Yes.
Still as shy as possible, yes, but she still loves you, misses you, and she
oh,
is
I
so happy when she hears that you're still doing this. So,
thank you. I had no voice last week, so that's the reason why there was no show, because I've been sick for 2 weeks.
Ah.
So, yeah.
Ah. Yeah.
But
I'm usually at work
back.
On Tuesday, so this worked out well.
Well, I'm just glad I got you on the line. I'm glad that you shared, and I know somebody got something out of it. I know I did. So keep doing keep being you. And I am working on that book, girl. All right. Everybody, that's Unique in the building. Awesome, awesome poet, man, just spreading words of wisdom. Just we're thankful to have you. We also have another caller on the line. And feel free, like I say, if you want to spit some poetry, you want to sing, you got rap, got comedy, whatever it is that you enjoy doing, feel free to utilize this mic. We just ask you to keep it clean. And also with that being said, like if you have something going on in your community, feel free to let us know so we can support you. So with that being said, we got a 252 in the building. What's up, what's up? This is China giving a shout out. 252 in the building.
Hey, China.
Hey, how you doing?
This is Sherry.
Hey, Sherry, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Glad to have you on the line.
Yeah, I was finally able to catch you at 6:30 today.
Well, look, I got a special task for you. This is Boss Lady,
oh, cool.
Everybody. So we're actually about to close the show out. So if you could actually close the show out with a piece, we would love that.
I sure will.
Let's get it.
Okay. Well, I've been working on some new things. I'm also actually do them on the 29th. So this is a new piece.
Hey.
Okay. So this is a new piece called The Track That You Skipped. I was the track that you skipped. You know, the one you just couldn't vibe to, the one you couldn't catch the beat of, the one you couldn't drop your hook on. Yeah, I was a track that you skipped. You remember the one that had that old school flair you just couldn't feel, a rhythm and flow that spoke to your very soul. Oh, but you didn't have one of those. So, yeah, I was the one that was lost on you from the get-go. I was a track that you skipped. You know, the one that you finally sat back to listen to with your boy, who's been on it since the day you let it go. The one which you finally had to ask, how did I miss this? What track was that? The one that your boy put on repeat and repeat and repeat because he appreciates good music. So, yeah, Just remember, I was the track that you skipped. That's it.
Dang.
I was over there like my eyes was like all over the place. You already know. And I was like, what? New piece in the building.
Yes. Got a couple of new pieces.
Right. I'm so proud of you. And I had so much fun in that show we went to.
I
hosted.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I said it. You and Zion don't understand how you influenced me.
That's what's up, man.
Growing.
Exactly. Like, I'm excited about, you know, doing another one because I had so much fun with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I will go ahead and ask you, just like I asked you, Neek, March 28th, I hope you can put it in your calendar, 11th anniversary show. I would love for all of you guys to be there and be on the lineup. I would love for you to be on the lineup.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate all that you do for Illusion. So I just like to give people their flowers right now. So thank you, because you've been awesome for what you do. I'm already claiming you on Illusion's team, because you've been getting it, girl, and I thank you.
No problem.
That being said, thank you, ma'am. All right. That being said, you guys, that's Sherry. I call her boss lady because she is a boss. Y'all, please give it up for her. Please support her, all that she does. We thank everybody who called in today. We appreciate you. And like I say, all the people that I can't see via web, I know you guys hit me up in the chat. Just let me know you're listening. We appreciate you doing that. We appreciate all that you do. Please keep writing if you're a writer. If you're an artist, keep doing whatever your gift is. Keep tapping into that gift. Keep being the best you know how to be. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep going. And even if nobody believes in you or the specific people you feel that should believe in yourself. And just know somebody out there believes in you. Her name is China. And I know for sure God believes in you, so let's get it. Y'all be blessed. I'll see you guys next Tuesday. I love rocking out with you guys. Have fun every day of your life. Enjoy your life and enjoy exploring, like, the best version of yourself. So with that being said, you guys be blessed. I love you guys. See you next Tuesday.